talk to me.
A turkey in the straw.
Get it? There we go.
I was trying to think of why, if there's a chicken dance, why isn't there a turkey dance?
You know, the turkey...
They can't dance.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, turkeys are surprisingly combative, aggressive.
They're mean,
they're kind of mean. If you ever see them, we've had some situations out in California driving, and there's like a herd of turkeys trying to cross the road, and they're trying to block you or stop you, or they just won't let you go. They'll peck at the tires. If you get out, they'll attack you.
Really?
Turkeys are tough. So I think maybe just in general, of course, one gets pardoned every year, but turkeys, they deserve what's coming to them.
I find it shocking that you have not given them what they deserve and cooked a turkey.
I have not. I've got to think about that. Well, there's always somebody who's got a special recipe or is excited to do it or whatever. It's never been really available. And usually it's not like you're just making, it's not hamburgers. Well, you cook these four and I'll do, there's usually just one. I think you mentioned you get a little extra on the
Here's what I do. I get like, I have, I think 13 people coming this year, and I used to get like a big ass turkey. It said big ass turkey. And it's harder to stuff. I do stuff my turkey. I know people say that you're not supposed to, but I do. And I put a thermometer in and make sure it's finished. But now I just get about a 20-pound turkey, and then I get a 7-pound breast.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, that's what everybody wants. You don't want to run out of that.
I like dark meat. My sister, my mother-in-law, and I fight for the dark meat. Not, I don't like the legs. That's unless I'm at King Richard's Fair, I really don't want a turkey leg. But what I do is when I take the turkey out to let it sit for a little bit, I put that 7-pound breast in there. So while we're eating dinner, that's cooking. And then I slice that up for people to bring leftovers and take home. Look at me. Quite the hostess.
Wow. This is the time of year where, you know, you have this, I think the turkey situation, and they're working at the Great Turkey Lobby. I think it's actually called the Turkey Federation. And this is a real thing. It's not a space age kind of
polymer.
Co-polymer, right, or an adjunct Star Trek show. They're trying to make turkey more acceptable for other times of the year, because it's one thing to have it where everybody, kind of like pumpkin spice, right? Everyone, they're trying to make it so it's, you know, turkeys are enjoyed throughout the course of the year, and just more ways to do them other than maybe a club sandwich, right? Or Thanksgiving. They really are limited. As popular as they are right now, there could be...
Why don't I cook it more than once a year? I mean, you could get like a small turkey, like a 10-pounder or something. Why don't I do that on a Sunday?
Well, is it part of it? Maybe this isn't something that other people, 312-981-7200, can share. Is it because it's all so much work that you can't do it? Or is it that you feel sort of traditionally obligated to make it, and maybe it's not something that you really enjoy enough? Let's say there was National Pizza Day, everyone ate pizza, we'd still eat it another, you know, a month later.
Yeah, Bill hates turkey.
See, there's other people out there that feel obligated to participate in the turkey thing.
I don't know how you can hate turkey, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like a good turkey sandwich. Maybe that's his issue. But he just really doesn't like turkey. And in the past, he goes to a family member's house and brings his own Chinese food, which I'm shocked they ever invite him anymore. Wouldn't you be offended, though, if you invited someone and they brought their own food? I do.
Well, but if you know Bill, you know that he's not doing it to slight you.
He's not.
He likes what he likes, and he's totally committed to like whatever he wants to eat or doesn't. He's down to stick to it.
All right. I know you know Chef Hans Aschbacher, who is a wonderful Chicago legendary chef. Everybody calls him Chefy. He would prepare food for a lot of the athletes here in the city. Was it at the Chicago Stadium?
Yep.
He's worked at Smith & Walensky and various other restaurants. I know he's had some knee issues, and I'm not sure exactly where he's working now, but he gave me a tip years ago about a dry brine. I know, you know, a lot of people brine their turkey. It's supposed to make it very... turkey's kind of bland, let's face it. So if you brine it, it's basically you're soaking it in salt water and herbs and spices, and it takes in some of that flavor.
Yeah, you're hoping to kind of pre-moisturize
it.
Yep.
So Chef Hans gave us this dry brine. And Jasmine, I'm going to send this to you, but I'm pretty sure it has been on our Facebook page before. I've done it for several years, and I'm telling you, the results are amazing, and it's so easy. It's just one part Lowry's seasoned salt, which everybody should have in their cupboard right now.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last time I said cupboard in your cabinet. One part Lowry's seasoned salt, two parts kosher salt, pepper to taste. I put a lot of black pepper in there, fresh ground pepper, and garlic powder to taste. I just put it in a Ziploc bag, shake it all up, and then basically the night before, you massage olive oil on the turkey, and you pat this dry brine on it, and then leave it in your refrigerator. Stuff it if you want. Cook it halfway. Before you put it in the oven, put in onion, herbs. You can get this prepackaged. It's like fresh poultry herbs that you can get at your grocery store in that little plastic container, or it's rosemary, sage, I guess thyme as well.
Yeah.
And you put it in the cavity with some onion and celery. You cook it halfway. You take it out of the oven. You take all the veggies out, and that's when I stuff it. And then I've never gotten botulism. So the dry brine, Jasmine, I'm sending this to you. You can put it up on our Facebook page. It has worked every time. And if you have a question for the Butterball Turkey Talk Line co-director, now would be the time to do it, because Nicole Johnson is on the line with us. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us, guys.
We're going to say hello to you. We're going to do a couple of questions. We're going to take a break, and then people have questions for you. The big one that happens, and I may have called the Butterball Turkey Talk Line years ago to ask this question, it's about thawing. When should you begin thawing a 23-pound turkey in the refrigerator?
Today.
Good question. Number one question we're getting right now. I'm looking around the room. The phones, email, chat, text. Of course, there's a lot of ways to reach us. But people don't realize it takes 24 hours for every 4 pounds of turkey meat to thaw in your refrigerator. So with that said, we have declared tomorrow, the 21st, as National Thaw Your Turkey Day.
Wow.
So it's a good way for people to remember, take that frozen turkey out of the freezer, put it in the refrigerator, and let it begin to thaw.
All right, what about all the goo that comes from it, all the juices? I mean, how do you thaw it? Do you just leave it wrapped up?
You know, I think you're referring to the raw poultry juices. So
or the goo.
The goo. It's the a goo. Technical term.
So when it pertains to thawing, exactly. You just leave the wrapper on. It's really going to help to ideally contain all those raw poultry juices in the wrapper. If you have a tray to put underneath the turkey, in case there are any little pinholes in the packaging, it's going to help to prevent those juices from dripping down. But the prep work, you know, it's very simple. You simply take the wrapper off. You drain those juices over the kitchen sink. No need to wash it. You simply pat it dry with a paper towel and then put it inside your shallow open roasting pan. So the prep work is real minimal.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't have to rinse the turkey out. You know, I am wrestling with that thing in our sink every year.
And like literally, right?
I get the Butterball, and I get it fresh. You can get it from your grocer. I have them hold on to it, and then I pick it up, you know, Wednesday night. But I don't have to rinse that thing?
You know, you sure don't. And the fresh is really a great option for those that don't want to use the thawing process. It's already fully thawed, so that's a great option. Regardless if it's a fresh or a frozen, though, again, you just take that wrapper off, drain those juices. Washing it really is going to increase your, you know, chance of spreading those juices everywhere. We'll get phone calls, though. Do I need to get out some soap or bleach? Do I need to wash this turkey? No, you don't need to scrub it. You don't need to wash it. Just drain the juices, and then just make sure you're cooking it to the final end temperature. Your best friend on Thanksgiving Day is that meat thermometer. It's going to register 180 in the thigh, 170 in the breast. Meat thermometer, best friend, truly the only way, the safest way to check for doneness.
180 in the thigh. What's the breast temperature?
170. Now, if you're a visual person like myself, you're going, where exactly are they referencing the deep thigh muscle? Hop on the Butterball.com website. We have a lot of how-to videos on there, one of which is exactly where to check for doneness with that meat thermometer. I think it's maybe a 30-second tutorial. Hop on there. It's going to show you exactly where to place that meat thermometer.
She is Nicole Johnson. She is very valuable at this time of year. Butterball Turkey Talk Line co-director. We'll take a quick break. If you have a turkey question, 312-981-7200, text or call WGN. Turkey time. We are talking to Nicole Johnson, who is the Butterball Turkey Talk Line co-director. And thank you so much for being with us. There is a woman who has been on the line for the last 15 minutes waiting to speak to you. So, Nicole, I will set you up with, is this Cheryl? Hi, Cheryl.
Yes, it is.
Cheryl, you have a question for Nicole Johnson.
Yes, I want to cook my turkey on my gas grill. How many hours does a 20-pound turkey take?
I love this joke.
Yes.
Hi, thanks for the question. So we definitely have good instructions for gas and charcoal grill. The Talk Line office is here in Chicago, so I know it's a little chilly today, but not too bad. You need to make sure, obviously, that your turkey is adequate size to fit in the grill. But typically, yes, a turkey that big is going to take, fully thawed, of course, it's around 15 to 18 minutes per pound. So that is going to take upwards of about 4 hours. But if you give us a call, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or even send us an email, we can give you a full page printout of exact instructions for that. But around 4 hours, 15 to 18 minutes per pound.
Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, Cheryl. We appreciate it. I want to cook the turkey the day before, says 312. Any tips on reheating it? Boy, that would make your day much easier, wouldn't it?
It sure would. And a lot of times people do want to do that in advance, which is totally understandable. I have four little butterballs at home myself, so doing things in advance is a great idea. What they do need to remember, though, is after it's fully cooked, rather than putting the whole turkey in the refrigerator, which would be nice for presentation purposes the next day, from a food safety perspective, you do need to slice that meat off the bone and store it in the refrigerator in a Ziploc baggie or container of such. And then you can reheat it the next day, and we have instructions for microwave reheating or even oven. I prefer the oven. Simply going to cover with aluminum foil, heat a 350-degree oven for about 35 to 40 minutes or until those turkey pieces are nice and hot.
All right. I had mentioned before we got you on, Nicole, that I have about 13 people coming every year. I cook about a 20-pounder. I do stuff it. Is there a particular degree for the stuffing? I know you said 180 degrees for the thigh, 170 for the breast. What about with the stuffing?
Stuffing, it's my favorite way to check for doneness. You insert that meat thermometer right into the center of the stuffing, and the stuffing needs to register 165. In the center of the stuffing, good indication your turkey's done.
All right. I have in the past overcooked turkeys because you're worried about it not being finished. But when you take it out of the oven and leave it with tented with foil, it's still, the temperature goes up a little bit. Should you take it out a little early or no?
No. So theoretically, from a food safety standpoint, the turkey internally needs to be cooked anywhere to 165. However, for best eating quality, we recommend a 180 thigh temp and a 170. Reason being, we've done a lot of test studies here in the kitchen, and a lot of turkeys have come out, and we don't feel that there's a really large increase in that temperature rise, maybe only 1, 2, maybe even 3 degrees rise. So pulling it out anything below 165 is not recommended. 165 is the bare minimum. 170 or 180, though, is what we recommend for best eating quality.
Got it. And you guys are the traditional stop for many years, probably decades, when it comes to people. And some of the things I think maintain themselves as the same, like when to thaw and with the temperatures and some of that. But on the trend side, what are some of the things that you're hearing? I know maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people were deep frying their turkeys and burning down their garages. Are you seeing more people now? We mentioned Cheryl was going to cook it on her gas grill, where people are either like smoking it in like a pellet smoker or like a Kamado, like a big green egg. Do you see? And are you hearing more about that stuff these days?
Yeah, we sure are. So the Talk Line's been in existence for 39 years.
Wow.
I've been with them for about 18 of those years.
Wow.
And certainly we've evolved with the times. When we started, it was just a mere 5 home economists manning the lines. They had all their information on an old school Rolodex. 39 years later, I'm looking around the room. We have women and men. Now we have men answering the phone calls, the chats, the texts, which we love because a lot of men are on turkey duty, right? I personally work an 8, if not even a 10-hour shift on Thanksgiving, so it's my own husband on turkey duty for our own family. So we love the fact that we have men talking to men. But to answer your question, in addition to evolving with the times, you know, the phone, the email, chat, text, a lot of new ways to reach us, we're seeing this new generation of millennials entering the kitchen, wanting to put their own stamp on the day. They want to help with Thanksgiving meal, but they want to try something different. So we're getting a lot of questions on air fryers are really popular this year. Mm-hmm. You mentioned deep fat frying. That's a delicious method. Electric countertop roaster. If you have a turkey breast, you can do a crock pot. The first caller, she asked about grilling. That's real popular. So there's really a lot of ways that we can give advice on. If you just reach out to us, we're certainly here to help.
And I do about a 20-pound turkey, and then I cook like a 7 to 8-pound breast while we're eating, and then I slice that up and give people to-go bags, so everybody has, it seems like everybody wants the breast meat. So it's just another way to, give people a goodie bag.
Well, Nicole, do you have like a whole leftovers division? Because the leftovers are such a big part of this, and they mentioned the air fryer. I haven't tried it with turkey yet, but on the chicken side of things, as far as like reheating it, it's a great way to kind of seal in some of that moisture and kind of crisp up the skin. So the air fryer is a good way to go. Do you guys give leftover advice?
You know what we do? A lot of times it will be something simple, how to reheat it. We have a lot of trained chefs here on our staff. And on Thanksgiving week alone, of course, we're looking for new and fun ways to incorporate turkey. He's doing some turkey quiches for us one morning. So as soon as we get those all approved, we're throwing those recipes onto our website. But we do have a lot of really good ways to incorporate the leftover turkey. I'm looking on here right now. We have a avocado turkey sandwich. Mm. We have some recipes, a fig glazed turkey, white balsamic turkey. So a lot of really good recipes. Hop on that website. I think you're going to find those helpful.
39 years, millions of Thanksgiving cooks have reached out to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. I'm quite positive my aunt called about 39 years ago to say, oh my God, I just cooked that little bag with the giblets and gizzards. That won't hurt you, will it?
No, and that's a really common question we get. So people don't realize the heart, the liver, the gizzard, those are the giblets, right? And they're housed in a food-safe bag in the turkey cavity. There's two cavities of the turkey. The one cavity houses the neck of the turkey, and the other cavity houses the giblet bag. So to your point, people don't realize it's in there, or maybe they forget to pull it out or even check for it. So they call, they're panicked, I forgot to remove the giblet bag, is it going to harm my turkey? Absolutely not. They're probably not going to be very edible after, 3 or 4 hours of roasting. But some people do know they're there. They pull them out in advance. My mom is one. She will go ahead and she swears that's what gives her stuffing. It's delicious.
I use that in my stuffing, too. I stuff the bird with the non-giblet stuffing, and then I make another one. And some people like it, some people don't, and I put, a little label on which is which. I love hosting Thanksgiving. It's the best time of the year, in my opinion, because everyone can get together, and it's not about spending money or giving people presents. It's just spending time with one another, and I love it.
Spending time together. Yeah, I agree. A lot of Friendsgiving gatherings. We get a lot of phone calls. Maybe it's just a gathering of two. We've had phone calls, sorority houses, they're hosting, Thanksgiving, these big Friendsgiving. So we get a lot of really good calls.
All right. What is the Butterball hotline? We need to give that out. And you can also text the Butterball Turkey Talk Line as well. What is the number to call, Nicole?
Sure. It's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Certainly the heart of the talk line, my favorite way to talk to consumers. But you can also reach us email, chat, text. You can reach us on social media. Facebook and Twitter are really popular. The texting phone number is different. It's 844 844- 877-3456. Text us your turkey question and even a picture, and we'll reach back out to you.
Wow.
That's coming high tech, man. Yeah. Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. As you mentioned, you're going to be working a very long shift, so I hope your hubby does a good job with the turkey.
Yeah, I think he will. Thanks for talking turkey, guys.
Absolutely. Nicole Johnson, it's like, you know, you have these press interviews sometimes where people are going from line to line to line. She is really busy right now.
Her husband, you know, he has no excuses. He knows the number to call if he gets stuck.
Right. And just so you have the number to call, it's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. It's the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. She was the co-director, Nicole Johnson. Quick break. We'll come back. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Dane Neal on WGN. And still to come, the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.